Chapter 2. Zebra. Henry. I think that I know why Ella really wanted to find her daddy. It was because she looked different from other black children. I did not care, but some of the other kids were mean to her about it sometimes. Once, at school, Ben Jackson brought a magazine in to show the kids in our class. Ella and I were not interested. But then Pookie Rogers said, "Ella, come here. We need to show you this." Ella walked over to them. "Show me what?" Everyone looked at her like she was an animal in the zoo. "What?" asked Ella again. She looked down at the magazine, and there was a photograph of a girl. The girl had the same light skin color as Ella. Next to her, there was a black man and a white woman. The three people were playing a game together. "She looks just like you," said Pookie. "No, she doesn't," said Ella. "That's her daddy and that's her mama," said Ben. He pointed at the black man and the white woman next to the girl. "Can you believe that? She's a zebra." He looked at Ella and started laughing. "I don't look like that zebra," said Ella angrily. A zebra was a name for people who had one white parent and one black parent. It was not a nice name. Ben Jackson was not very nice either. He was mean. On our way home from school, we walked past some bushes that were filled with fruit. It was late in the season, so we were really lucky. While we were picking the fruit, Ella found a beautiful black and yellow caterpillar. But as soon as Ben saw it, he stepped on it and killed it. Ella got angry, and I did not want her to fight Ben. I decided to do something different. "Ella, look at this," I said. I threw some fruit high into the air and caught it in my mouth. "Did you see that?" Ella laughed. "I can do that too." She threw some fruit into the air and tried to catch it, but she missed. "Come on," Ben laughed. "It's easy. If Henry can do it, anyone can." Ella did not listen to him. She kept trying until she finally caught the fruit in her mouth. "Good job, zebra," said Ben. He was being mean to Ella, so I became angry too. "Shut up, Ben," I shouted. Ben walked up to me like he wanted to fight. But then George Stinney stepped in between us. George was older than all of us, but he was always nice to me. He was in my cousin Myrna's class. George and Myrna were good friends. I think that they wanted to be more than friends, but they pretended that they did not. "What's wrong with you?" George asked Ben. He pushed Ben away. Then he turned to me and said, "Don't worry about him, little man." Ella and I went home after that. The weather was nice, so on Saturday, Ella, Myrna, and I decided to go fishing at the creek. On the way to the creek, we had to buy some rice at the store for Granny. We went to Parker's, a store in town run by the Parker family. The Parkers were a white family, but they always treated us kindly. Not all white people in our town were kind. Some white people thought that they were better than black people, so they treated us badly. But not the Parkers. When we got to the store, there was a white lady in there. She did not look happy to see us. She said to Mr. Parker, "Why do you always allow those dirty kids to come in here?" After the white lady left, Mr. and Mrs. Parker invited us to try some of their ice cream at the back of the store. I was on my way over to the ice cream with them when I saw the fishing lures. I touched one of the lures. It was yellow, green, and black, and it was beautiful. I looked across the store. Mrs. Parker was giving Ella some ice cream. Mrs. Parker really liked Ella. She called her pretty a lot and liked playing with her hair. Myrna did not like it. I think that she was jealous. "Come get some ice cream, Henry," said Ella. I looked at the fishing lure one last time and quickly put my hand in my pocket. Then I walked over to Ella, and Mrs. Parker gave me some ice cream. Myrna paid for the rice. As we left the store, we saw Deputy Ryan. He was a police officer for our town. "I don't like him," said Myrna after we walked past him. "Why do you have to hate everyone?" asked Ella. "He's not that bad." "What do you know, Miss Pretty Girl?" said Myrna. She took a step closer to Ella and pulled her hair. "Oh, Ella, your hair is so pretty. Your hair is so pretty. You're so special, Ella." "Stop!" shouted Ella. She pushed Myrna's hand away. Myrna gave Ella a mean look, and then she turned and walked away. "Ella," I said quietly. Ella looked at me. I took my hand out of my pocket. It was holding the yellow, green, and black fishing lure from the store. Ella opened her eyes really wide. "Henry, no!" I did not know what to say. "You have to put it back, now," said Ella. "I'll come with you and keep Mr. Parker busy." "I'm sorry, Ella," I said. "I don't know what I was thinking." "It's fine," said Ella, "but you have to put it back now, before it's too late." We went back to the store. "Do you have any kites?" Ella asked Mr. Parker. "We don't have any kites now," said Mr. Parker. "We only have them in spring."
"I thought I saw some back there," said Ella.
She started walking to the back of the store, far away from the fishing lures. Mr. Parker followed her, and I quickly put the fishing lure back in its place.
"Sorry, Mr. Parker," said Ella as she and Mr. Parker came back. "I really thought I saw some kites."
Mr. Parker did not say anything. He looked at me, and then he looked at the fishing lures. After a minute, he smiled at me. I smiled back. "Now, hurry after Myrna before she gets angry," he said. We said goodbye and left the store. I do not know why I stole the lure, but I knew that I never wanted to do anything like that again. I think Mr. Parker knew that too.